Good morning. What a blessing to be able to gather again this way. I trust everyone is doing well. Blessing to rise to a beautiful sunshine-filled day again. We had about a week of rainy, dreary weather, and nothing like the blessing of the sun shining. And we trust the sun, the S-O-N, is shining in your hearts as well this morning. Bear with me. This morning my thoughts were going a couple of different directions, and the light of the past several weeks and all the cold and rain we just had. And I thought it went to the farmers that planted crops prior to all the cold and rain, just comparing it to our lives. We are all sowing as we go through our life. And I guess my question is, what are we sowing in our lives, in our family, and our children? Is it good seed? Did the good seed we sowed germinate, spring forth? Is it springing out, or did it meet unfavorable growing conditions? Maybe it got drowned out with all the cares of life. And we need to keep growing. We need to keep sowing good seed into the lives of our family and children. We can also expect opposition from the evil one. But if we preserve and do what is right according to God's word, we can also expect fruit from our labors. Kind of with those thoughts, I'd like to read the parable here in Matthew and maybe make some comments from it. Matthew chapter 13, verse 24, we'll start reading there. Another parable put he forth unto them, saying, the kingdom of heaven is likened unto a man which sowed good seed in his field. But while men slept, his enemy came and sowed tares among the wheat, and went his way. And when the blade was sprung up and brought forth fruit, then appeared the tares also. So the servants of the householder came and said unto him, sir, didst not thou sow good seed in thy field? From whence then hath it tares? He said unto them, an enemy hath done this. The servant said unto him, wilt thou then that we go and gather them up? But he said, nay, lest while ye gather up the tares, ye root up also the wheat with them. Let both grow together until harvest. And in the time of harvest, I will say to the reapers, gather ye together first the tares and bind them in bundles to burn. But gather the wheat into my barn. We're going to skip down now to verse 34. And all these things spake Jesus unto the multitude in parables, and without a parable spake he not unto them, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the prophet, saying, I will open my mouth in parables. I will utter things which have been kept secret from the foundation of the world. Then Jesus sent the multitude away and went into his house. And his disciples came unto him, saying, declare unto us the parable of the tares of the field. He answered and said unto them, he that soweth the good seed is the Son of Man. The field is the world. The good seed are the children of the kingdom. The tares are the children of the wicked one. The enemy that sowed them is the devil. The harvest is the end of the world, and the reapers are the angels. As therefore the tares are gathered and burned in the fire, so shall it be in the end of this world. The Son of Man shall send forth his angels, and they shall gather out of his kingdom all things that offend, and them which do iniquity, and shall cast them into a furnace of fire, and there shall be wailing and gnashing of teeth. Then shall the righteous shine forth as the sun in the kingdom of their Father. Who hath ear to hear, let him hear. And then some interesting thing that stood out to me is when the tares appeared in verse 26. But when the blade was sprung up and brought forth fruit, then also appeared the tares. Then appeared the tares also. The tares, for that is a darn, it's darnel. Back in the Greek, it's darnel or false grains. It's also could be like a degenerate kind of wheat that was kind of prominent in the region. But the interesting thing is that they didn't know they had tares until the fruit was coming forth, until the fruit they were putting on heads, until fruit was coming forth. And I guess that's just, we can still tell, or we can still search our lives by our fruit. We know whether or what we're doing if we examine the fruit in our lives. Or so the wheat was, so they left the wheat, but here's a kind of a quote I had. By tares is probably meant a degenerate kind of wheat, or the darnel grass growing in Palestine. In its gruesome form, it has a strong resemblance to genuine wheat, but it either produces no grain or that of a very inferior and hurtful kind. It is extremely difficult to separate it from genuine wheat on account of its similarity while growing. Thus it is aptly represented, hypocrites in the church strongly resembling Christians in their experience, and while some respects their lives is almost invisible to disguise them from genuine Christians. But by their fruits you will know them. In chapter 20, in verse 27, the servants come unto the householder and said, Sir, didst not thou sow good seed in thy field? From whence cometh the tares? We have that good seed right here. This is a good seed that we can be sowing in our lives. In 38, the field is we see that the field is the world, and the good seed are the children of the kingdom, but the tares are the children of the wicked one. As we look out over churches and denominations, there's a vast array of people that, and it's hard to distinguish between who's on the Lord's side and who isn't. In Matthew 7:16-20, we'll read that. It says, "Ye shall know them by their fruits. Do men gather of thorns or figs of thistles? Even so, every good tree bringeth forth good fruit, but a corrupt tree bringeth forth evil fruit. A good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit, neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. Every tree that bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. Wherefore, by their fruits ye shall know them. And in the scriptures, we're commanded to examine ourselves, whether we be in the faith. We'll read Luke 21, 34 to 36. And take heed to yourselves, lest at any time your hearts be overcharged with surfeiting, drunkenness, cares of this life, so that they come upon you unawares. For as a snare shall it come on all them that dwell on the face of the whole earth. Watch ye therefore, and pray always that ye may be accounted worthy to escape these things that shall come to pass, and to stand before the Son of Man. In 2 Corinthians 13:5 was another verse I wanted to read. Examine yourselves whether ye be in the faith. Prove your own selves. Know ye not your own selves? How that Jesus Christ is in you, except ye be reprobates. That is all I have this morning. In closing, I'd like to read the last verse there again. I appreciated what Brother Chris had to say about righteousness. We have hope in if we follow God's word and what He instructs in it. Matthew 13:43, in closing, then shall the righteous shine forth as the sun in the kingdom of their Father. Who hath ear to hear, let him hear. Thank you for listening. It's just something that God has been working on me or showing me in my life. And I just pray you might have received something from it as well. God bless you.